Okay, so today we're going to be going over how to go from plain Roblox to shaders or enhanced Roblox. I personally use Blockshade, and what you're going to do is you're going to go into YouTube and look up how to download Roblox Blockshade. There'll be a few tutorials to watch, so just go through those. And you're going to need an NVIDIA graphics card, which requires a computer, no phones or laptops. This is a video of a few of my settings. Feel free to screenshot and look at them. You can edit these personally. This is just what I like to use. And now we're going to look at how in Lightroom Adobe, what I use to edit. First, I'll select the picture I want to use and I'll crop it beforehand. And then I'll go into masking and I'll select the subject. Personally, I like to start off with raising the exposure. And then after I raise the exposure, I like to play around with contrast. It all depends. And then you only ever pull down highlights. You raise the shadows as much as you can without it looking weird. You raise the whites and you lower the blacks. I occasionally like to play around with the color curve, the point curve, but it all depends on what you want to do. My settings are more just so to make the subject brighter and focused. But in this picture, I found it to be better for it to be a warmer saturation with yellow hues instead of purple. As you'll see, I'll go through here and I'll add in a few more, but nothing too crazy. A big part of this is raising clarity and dehaze. I like to add in a little texture just so it looks a little bit more realistic, but that's my personal preference. I'll go in here and fix a few hues.